This is the Dr. Tracy Show. Hope you all had a great week and are having a fantastic weekend. Aaron Jacobson with Dr. Tracy on 970 WFLA. Dr. Tracy, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
You have a good week?
We had a great week.
Long week. I know you guys had a busy week.
Yeah, it was crazy busy, but it was a good week.
I can always see when you guys come in the building on your face if you've had a long week or not, and I could tell it was a long week.
I know. I had a few late nights this week because I had an article that was due that's due to be published in a magazine, so I had to stay up and finish it.
Well, you got it done, and I know you're ready to go today, and I hope you all, like I said, had a great week. Check out the website while we're here. peaksofhealth.com. Everything we talk about today, you can find on that website. Areas that Dr. Tracy treats, examples, hormone therapy, thyroid, diabetes, Lyme disease, weight loss, chronic fatigue, autoimmune diseases, any of these things. If you want to find out more information, you can check out their website, peaksofhealth.com, or give them a call while you're at it. 727-826-0838. They'll give you a free 15-minute consultation with that call. So any questions you do have, give them a call. 727-826-0838. But today, we're going to be talking about minerals that we need, food or supplements. And Dr. Tracy, most people are aware that we need things like calcium, magnesium, different minerals in order for our bodies to function properly, function well. What do we really need, and are we getting most of that from our food supply?
Well, that's the whole problem we have. We're not getting a lot of this from our food supply because our food supply is diminished in the amount of minerals and vitamins that is available in the food supply due to, you know, the way they farm. They're not rotating the crops as well. Some of the chemicals are spraying on the crops. The actual amount of nutrients in that food is significantly depleted to what it used to be.
You know, why?
Again, the farming techniques, they used to rotate the crops all the time. So the soil had a lot more nutrients in it for those vitamins, you know, for those fruits and vegetables to actually absorb. That's not there anymore, you know, and by doing that, you know, as I said, some people say right now you need about four times the amount of food now that we used to get about 40 years ago for the same amount of nutrition.
That's so weird because you think with the advance in technology, it would be easier. We could literally just take a little pill and you say, here's all your nutrients that you need right here. We've created it. Take it and you'll be healthy. But it seems like we digressed and we, like you said, you need four meals to equal the nutrients from 40 years ago.
Yeah, and you wonder why we're getting obese, right? You know,
right.
Because people are not, you know, you got to realize the body craves what it's missing. And when it's nutritionally depleted, it craves more food. So people's appetites are up. We're eating a lot of food that is very weak in nutrition, a lot of junk food that has very little nutrition to it. So, you know, we're eating a lot more calories that are pretty empty calories now, too.
What about, though, we've talked about organic. You're mentioning farming techniques. So maybe organic, even though it's the way to go in your mind, it's not the end-all be-all. It's not the fix.
It's not 100% the fix. It does have a much higher nutrient value than regular farm vegetables and fruits because of that reason. But it in and of itself, probably is not going to be complete. You know, you got to realize when you actually eat foods that are not as healthy, you utilize more nutrition in order to process that food. You also, when you're stressed out, you eat up more nutrition. So your body eats up more B vitamins, more magnesium, more zinc, more selenium. So it requires higher nutritional content.
Now, let's start with something like calcium. I know something like that, I've heard it strengthens your bones and such things like your bones, your teeth. What other important things does it do for the body?
Well, calcium does so many different parts of the body. It is a very big part of, as we said, our bone health. But it also is involved in a lot of things. It helps make cholesterol available for the production of sex hormones. You know,
why is cholesterol important?
Cholesterol is actually the precursor substance to a lot of different things in our body. So we make our pregnenolone, our progesterone, our DHEA, our testosterone. All of these are made out of cholesterol. Your thyroid is made out of cholesterol. So if your cholesterol levels are too low, then you're going to have a problem making these hormones.
What if they're too high?
Well, in many cases, it's too high because your body is low in these hormones. If your body is low in cholesterol, you're not going to make them. But if your body is low in thyroid, it's going to start stimulating more cholesterol production in order to try to make more thyroid hormone. So one of the symptoms of hypothyroidism is high cholesterol.
Now, when you hear about calcium, you also hear things like bone health. We're talking about bone structure. How important is it as a young person or maybe even an older person to get that proper calcium intake to keep those bones strong?
It is really important. And in most cases, we store our calcium in bone. That's why, you know, that's where most of our calcium is. It's also really good for the gums. I mean, you got to realize, you know, for proper teeth, you need good calcium in that bone, in that jaw, to maintain that teeth and that dental health. So when you start getting osteoporosis, you're going to also start having problems with your dental health.
Great. Now, when my teeth start hurting, I'm going to be yelling for calcium.
Yeah.
Where can we find the good source of calcium?
I mean, there are some foods that do have decent calcium. You're not going to get it much in. We always think of milk as the great source of calcium, but you got to realize they pasteurize milk, and when they do that, they destroy about a third of the calcium in the milk. But you know, certain other dairy products that are not as processed have decent sources of calcium. Cheese has a decent source of calcium, and then you know, again, if you're taking a good quality multivitamin, most of them are going to have some calcium in them.
You have ruined so many things for me. When I drink some things now, I swear your face pops up and I go, Dr. Tracy would not approve of this. This is not Dr. Tracy approved. Now I got to add some milks to that list.
I know. It's funny. I actually drink cashew milk. I like it much better, and it doesn't have, you know, the side effects that dairy has on me.
Is that like almond milk?
Almond milk is a nut milk, so is cashew milk. I just happen to be allergic to almonds, so almond milk is not a real good choice for me.
Didn't have real milk in my fridge the other week, and my roommate had some almond milk, so I decided to use that with my cereal and my oatmeal. Not bad.
Yeah, actually tastes really good, and it's a lot healthier for you.
Good. I might have to make the switch to almond milk, only for those purposes, though. It was good in the oatmeal. I don't know about anything else.
I've tried it in a lot of things. It's actually pretty good.
Other things that calcium can help for, and that's just important to your body.
Well, another really good thing about calcium is you need calcium to help absorb certain things. You know, calcium and magnesium kind of go together. You need magnesium to help absorb calcium, but you need calcium to help absorb vitamin B12. And everybody knows B12, we consider the feel-good vitamin, mainly because it stimulates the energy cycle, so people get energy from B12. But it's also a huge part of your brain system. We use B12 in our Alzheimer's patients to help their brain function. We use B12 for detoxification. You know, B12 is involved in, again, the vitamin in terms of your glucose metabolism. I mean, it's involved in so many different aspects.
Instead of just getting that B12 shot, how else can you get the B12?
You can get B12 through certain, you know, lots of leafy greens, dark greens, things like that. You can also get it if you're juicing certain things, especially if you're using a lot more of the kale and the arugulas and stuff like that. And then you can also get it sublingually, meaning under the tongue. A lot of people don't absorb it when it's in a capsule or a tablet form because it has to go through the intestinal system.
That's why you take the shot?
That's why we take the shot, or we put it under the tongue.
Is there too much? Let's say you're not taking the shot, because anything, I'm sure you shouldn't be taking too many shots of B12 consistently. Is there too much B12 that you can be taking in?
It really is hard to overdose on B12, simply because it depends on what B12 you're taking. We use one called methylcobalamin, and what that means is cobalamin is B12. Methyl means it's activated, and so that's the active form. A lot of vitamin B12 you find over the counter is called cyanocobalamin, which is cyanide. And B12.
Oh, that's what I wanted.
I could never cyanide. Understand why they put cyanide with B12.
Go but out that's, and get your cyanide pills.
But that's what it is.
We're kidding.
Exactly. So, but it is hard to overdose on B12 itself. It's a water soluble vitamin, which means your body eliminates it pretty quickly. Anything excess.
What about something like vitamin D? We're talking about B12. What about something like vitamin D?
Vitamin D is really interesting. Vitamin D is actually a hormone, not a vitamin. It's a prohormone. And because of that, one, our body can make it. Actual normal vitamins like vitamin A, B, you know, you cannot make. You have to ingest. But vitamin D, we can actually make. The funny thing about it was just happened to be found after vitamin C, so it was named vitamin D. But it's a hormone. And because it's a hormone, it can actually change gene profiles. It can actually change your DNA, turn on or turn off certain DNA. So that's why we use a lot of it, because it's so important for the immune system, for the cancer system. It turns on the natural killer cells to kill cancer cells, so it's very important in cancer. It turns on or turns actually off the fat gene. So it's actually low vitamin D is implicated in obesity. It's implicated in diabetes. Wow. It turns off the diabetic gene. So it's so important for the body.
How do you make sure the body is making, like you said, you can get A, B, and C, but the body makes vitamin D. How do you make sure the body is properly producing the vitamin D?
Well, what's interesting about that is, you know, vitamin D, we always think of the sun. You know, we need the sun in order to make vitamin D. What's interesting is in Florida, we usually use sunscreen, which actually blocks UVB rays, and that's what we need to make vitamin D. And it does need to be on the skin for a certain amount of time, you know, roughly close to 48 hours. So if we wash in that period of time, lots of times we wash the vitamin D off. So we have a tendency to be quite low in vitamin D, even in the state of Florida.
So what's that link between a vitamin D and a calcium?
Well, you need vitamin D in order to absorb calcium in the intestinal system. Okay. So without vitamin D, you won't absorb the calcium if you're taking in calcium through your food or through supplementation. So that's why you'll see a lot of vitamin D with vitamin with calcium in the supplements.
Things like antacids, are those producers of calcium? Are there actually calcium in there?
They have calcium in them. They usually have what we call calcium carbonate in them, which is not a very well-absorbed calcium. So they're not a good source of calcium for you.
Because I know Tums has that in it, and I love Tums. They're delicious.
A lot of people think they're candy. Candy saucers there. But no, it's not a very good source of your calcium if you want it. We use one called calcium hydroxyapatite because the thing is, you know, with calcium hydroxyapatite, it's very specific to bone formation. And calcium, you sometimes can't control where it goes. If you don't have vitamin K with your calcium, the vitamin D brings it into the bloodstream, but the vitamin K puts it in the bones. So you can get increased calcifications in your valves of your heart. You can get increased calcifications in the arteries of your heart. If you don't have enough vitamin K and you have high calcium levels, you can get kidney stones. So there is a downside to taking too much calcium.
And as long as people know, we're not telling you to go down a bottle of Tums later for your calcium
intake.
No,
absolutely not.
This is the Dr. Tracy Show. Aaron Jacobson with Dr. Tracy. Check out our website, peaksofhealth.com. Give them a call, 727-826-0838. This is the Dr. Tracy Show talking about minerals we need. More information on that next. Welcome back to the Dr. Tracy Show. Aaron Jacobson, Dr. Tracy here on 970 WFLA. Hope you're all having a great weekend. Today, the conversation, minerals we need, food or supplements. And we've already talked about calcium previously. Magnesium now. This is something you hear is really important, Dr. Tracy, but it's not something we're commonly told that we need. What do you say?
Yeah, I tell you, if there was one supplement I could have my patients take as far as a vitamin, it would be magnesium. This is probably the most important mineral in our body.
Why? What does it do?
Well, it runs 300 different reactions in our body. You know, so it has its force in almost everything, especially when we're talking like diabetes. There is not one diabetic I have that is not low in magnesium because you need magnesium to control the sugar system. People with high blood pressure, magnesium is a natural blood pressure medication called calcium channel blocker. So it is, again, you know, one of the things that low magnesium can induce high blood pressure.
What should people do to bring in that magnesium, and how often should they do it a day? What should the intake be? How do they get the proper intake of magnesium?
Well, the proper intake of magnesium is about half of your calcium dose. So if you're taking about 1,000 milligrams of calcium, you take about 500 milligrams of magnesium. But it is, again, really hard to overdose on oral magnesium. I tell my patients the worst that happens to you is you get diarrhea because it loosens your bowels up. Because it is the number one cause of constipation is low magnesium.
If that's the worst, it sounds like par for the course.
I know. Now, IV magnesium we can give too much of, but oral magnesium is kind of hard to give too much of.
Now, some people don't want to go out there and buy magnesium. They just want to get it from their food. Calcium, magnesium from their food. What can they do to get the proper intake from food source?
Now, there are some food sources that have high magnesium levels. Almonds have a fairly decent amount of magnesium. Brazil nuts, sesame seeds have a lot of magnesium. Pumpkin seeds have enormous amounts of magnesium in them.
Just go out and grab pumpkin seeds, start eating them?
Raw spinach, you know.
Oh, you can be Popeye for the day.
Yeah, you can be Popeye for the day. So you are going to actually, you know, be in healthy foods. There's not much junk food with a lot of magnesium in it. Actually, the junk food actually depletes your magnesium because one of the number one things that depletes magnesium is carbohydrate eating. The more sugar you eat, the more magnesium you deplete because magnesium is necessary to turn sugar into energy.
Cancels it out. What? Now, you're talking about pumpkin seeds, various things that have magnesium in them. What should people be doing to get that a day? I mean, should they be eating how much?
I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot because one serving of nuts is barely a handful.
Okay.
You know, so you take a small handful of Brazil nuts and you're going to get, you know, a good couple hundred milligrams of magnesium.
Just brave it out,
you know. And then, again, sometimes, you know, some people take supplements for magnesium. We have most of our patients on some form of magnesium. And it really does depend on what kind you take. Because most of the magnesium over the counter is called magnesium oxide. like milk of magnesium, that is designed to help with your bowels because that's where it works, is in the intestinal system. It is going to really help for your, you know, constipation. It's not going to do much for anything else.
What about, now you're talking about constipation, what if someone does have, like you were talking about, diarrhea? What if they need to help solidify their stool? What do you, would magnesium help with that?
No, magnesium actually would worsen diarrhea.
Okay, it would worsen it. Okay.
So, you know, if somebody is magnesium deficient with that problem, then we would actually give it to them IV.
Don't get any ideas. I'm not talking about myself.
Okay. I'm glad it's not you. I was going to ask, but I'm glad it's not you.
Were you going to ask Aaron? Are we talking about you? This friend of yours.
Yes.
What about fish?
Fish, there is some fish. Like shellfish, shrimp has magnesium in it. Not much of the other fishes. A little bit of salmon. But, you know, it's mainly going to be more your shellfishes that are going to contain the magnesium.
Okay. So you can have, like you said, you have some spinach, some tomato, artichoke maybe, some shellfish. All that seems like you get the proper intake of magnesium from sources like those.
Yeah. The downside is to get enough magnesium that your body requires with spinach, you'd have to eat about 50 cups. So that's kind of hard to do.
Get started.
Yeah. I mean, of course, spinach is so low cal, you could eat 50 cups and not, you know, have a problem, other than unless you have kidney stones.
How much of this do we need to supplement?
Actually, most people need between 400 and 800 milligrams a day. That's the average of what the people, you know, with the stress levels that we're in, because again, the number two cause of magnesium deficiency is stress. We eat up a lot of magnesium under stress. You know, so I don't know too many people who don't carb eat and stress. So 80-90% of the American population, when tested, are low in magnesium.
So when it says you need something like 13 bananas, Dr. Tracy needs like 26 bananas.
Yeah, and if I ate 26 bananas, that'd be like more than my calorie count for the whole day.
You got to temper it. You don't want to try to all get it in like you said, if it's 13 bananas, whatever, however many cups of milk, you have to make sure that you're not going overboard.
Yeah, I mean, everybody starts with, as I said, a good multivitamin, but the magnesium that I like is called magnesium glycinate. That is the best absorbed magnesium there is.
Say it again.
Magnesium glycinate is glycinate.
That's something, do you guys have that?
We carry it, you know, and you can also get it, you know, some of the higher end food vitamin stores, but you do want to make sure it is pharmaceutical grade for good absorption. We've tried a lot of different magnesiums, so, you know, from different companies to find out which works best.
And you guys clearly have figured out which one works the best.
We figured out which one works best for our patients because we get to measure the levels to see where they're at.
Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center. If you want to get this, you can go get it. Dr. Tracy, they have it. Give them a call, 727-826-0838. You'll get that free 15-minute consultation. If that's one of the questions you have, how can they come pick it up? How can you come get it? Feel free to use that during the consultation, 727-826-0838, or go to the website peaksofhealth.com. They have that there.
Exactly. And one thing, you know, I do want to stress is I think everybody ought to have the opportunity to have high quality supplements. You know, we get ours that are only sold to physicians. People don't have to be a patient to be able to get those supplements. I think everybody should be entitled to them.
And you guys, so you're saying that really because you're a doctor, you're the only one that gets them?
You know, some of these companies will only sell to physicians. Some of these high-end pharmaceutical-grade companies, they don't sell to the public. They only sell through doctors. So, you know, the general population doesn't have the opportunity to get these high-quality supplements unless they go to their doctor to get them.
So a lot of things people can't get, they can get at Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center.
Exactly.
Like I said, check out the website, peaksofhealth.com.
Yeah. And, you know, and again, with magnesium, the other thing that we also do is one called magnesium malate. Malic, it's M-A-L-A-T-E. The malic acid in there really lowers things like fibromyalgia, muscle pain. This is your athlete that takes it after they exercise so they don't hurt so bad. If you take magnesium before a big workout, you won't have that muscle soreness afterwards because that lowers that lactic acid buildup. And so that's really good for the athlete.
Now, you talked about people that are at risk for magnesium deficiency. You mentioned diabetes. What else?
Absolutely. Anybody that is under high stress, anybody that has a poor diet, anybody that has diabetes, insulin resistance, pre-diabetes, anything that's an early course or eating too much sugar. I mean, as I said, 80 to 90% of the American public probably requires extra magnesium.
We're going to get more into that risk for magnesium deficiency and plenty more on the minerals that we need, food or supplements, everything we need, the minerals we need to make sure our body's running the right way. Aaron Jacobson with Dr. Tracy on the Dr. Tracy Show, 970 WFLA. We're going to continue that conversation next. Dr. Tracy Show. Hope you're all having a great Sunday afternoon, just like we are here at the 970 WFLA studios. Aaron Jacobson with Dr. Tracy. Peaksofhealth.com, that's the website. Any information that you got from today's show or previous shows and you have any questions, go check out peaksofhealth.com. They probably have the answers there. If not, you can give them a call as well. 727-826-0838. Free 15-minute consultation with that call, 727-826-0838. Talking about minerals that we need to keep our bodies right, and we were talking about calcium and magnesium, and we were talking about people at risk when it comes to magnesium. When it comes to magnesium deficiency, who's the most at risk? We brought up diabetes. What else?
Well, again, anybody under a lot of stress, anybody that's overworking their body and exercising, I think almost anybody who's breathing, it's like, because it is so important for our system. I mean, studies show that intake of magnesium decreases risk of stroke by over 10%. I mean, that's just one vitamin or mineral that can decrease just that, because again, it dilates the arteries. So it makes those arteries more pliable so things can actually flow.
Now, one thing that really stood out to me from the show is how you said that we would need, four times the intake of our food to get the nutrients and minerals we needed 40 years ago we were getting from one meal. Now, how does something like that change over time? And would effects, like you said, stroke, things like strokes, are those more common now because it's harder to get these supplements, these things like magnesium, calcium?
I think they're more common because of, the downstream effects of everything. Diabetes is more common and it's a risk factor for stroke. But look at, the causes of diabetes, besides poor eating, low vitamin D level, low magnesium level, it all kind of goes hand in hand. If you have these low levels for a prolonged period of time, then your body is not going to be functioning properly.
So it's a good correlation to say as the nutrient intake in our food goes down, tougher to get the nutrients in our food. We're seeing these type of things, diabetes. These things are strokes, which comes from diabetes. These are things that we're seeing more now.
Exactly. And we talk about, more and more people are on multiple medications. And, when we talked about medications and the deficiencies they cause in nutrients, they block the absorption. One of the most common is proton pump inhibitors for, acid reflux, Nexium, the purple pill. That blocks magnesium absorption. It blocks vitamin D absorption. It blocks calcium absorption. It blocks zinc absorption. So, people become very deficient over time.
And I think people that hear this, they say, well, I don't feel great, but I'm sure I'm not lacking all these nutrients and things like this, minerals that we need. I'll be okay. But they're not thinking about down the road when you're talking about things like diabetes, stroke, things that could come at any point in your life and you just don't know. You don't know. But if you're not taking the steps now, getting the proper nutrients and things, it seems like this is a path that everyone's leading to.
Yeah. And I mean, like, as I said, one study that they did on diabetics, and they ran this on, about 40 different diabetics, and 93% of them had low magnesium levels. That is a high number in just that one population. As I said, almost every diabetic we have is low in magnesium.
Clear correlation.
Clear correlation. This has been proven time and time again. So this is a very, very important nutrient because we're getting, increased obesity, we're getting increased diabetes, we're getting increased risks. And along with, we forget that, over time, it's a combination of multiple things. It's a combination of the medications we do take. It's a combination of the food we intake. It's a combination of the nutrition we intake, that our bodies could just not function as well as they should.
Now, I know people listening, 970 WFLA fans, they know during the week I'm the producer of a morning show here, and I work with Ted Webb. Everyone knows the name Ted Webb. Ted Webb likes to think he's a doctor. Whenever I get a cold or get sick, just take the zinc. You just take zinc. And I'll go, okay, Ted, whatever you say. But I hear that zinc really can help you with things such as a cold.
Zinc is very, very linked into the immune system. Especially, and again, this is another one of the nutrients and minerals that is unbelievably low in diabetics, because they utilize zinc for the blood sugar control. And so they're deficient in it. And it's one of the reasons why their skin won't heal as well. Besides the fact that they don't have the circulation they should, zinc is what brings white blood cells to the surface areas to go ahead and help kill, so that they don't get that actual benefit.
What other benefits, aside from that, can you get from something like zinc? Something I've heard, something people I know talk about all the time.
Yeah, I mean, zinc is unbelievably important. Again, when we talked about, you know, magnesium running 300 different reactions in the body, zinc is close to 150, so it's right behind magnesium as far as importance is concerned. It's needed for formation of bone. It's needed for formation of skin. It's needed for, you know, the essential part of hormones. I mean, zinc is unbelievably important to the prostate gland in men, and zinc deficiency has been linked in with prostate cancer. So, you know, this is one of the things they actually use in all the prostate formulas to help with the prostate.
You can get a zinc pill, correct?
You can get a zinc pill. You can get zinc lozenges. You can get powdered zinc. You can get zinc in any form
I'm
you want.
I'm guessing, knowing you guys, you have all the zincs that you need at Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center.
We do zinc IV. We have it in our prostate formulas. Yeah, I mean, for where it's needed, we do have it.
And what else? I mean, someone like an athlete, for everything you're describing, it seems like zinc is perfect for athletes.
Yeah, I mean, especially for, you know, injuries, repair, wound repair. Zinc is absolutely necessary for wound repair because it helps provide the collagen needed to bind those wounds. It's necessary for carbohydrate breakdown. So again, people with high cholesterols and be eating a lot of sugars, because that's where you also get increased cholesterol, is when your sugar can't be turned into energy, it gets turned into your fats. Then zinc is absolutely necessary for that.
Hey, and you have the zinc IV, which I know is tempting. If anyone's listening, you have a kid or somebody in high school, maybe an athlete, you want them to get recharged up, maybe the zinc therapy is what they need?
Absolutely. I mean, we do add it to our IVs when it's necessary for our patients. If it's one of our diabetics, we usually always put zinc in our IVs. We put it in our vitamin IVs that we use for infections, for people that are acutely ill. We actually add zinc to those IVs with their vitamin C and with their magnesium.
What about something like, in this world, ADHD, ADD, something we hear about all the time. What could role, I know here I'm seeing that zinc could play a role in that, yes, no?
Yeah, zinc does play a role in brain function and does play a role with what we call amyloid protein in the brain. You know, and also one of the other things that also plays a huge role with ADHD is magnesium. We use that a lot in a combination, you know. So these minerals are really important for the synthesis of the actual what we call neurotransmitters of the brain. And those neurotransmitters are the hormones of the brain that, you know, people have heard of serotonin, dopamine. Well, ADHD is part of the dopamine system. They can't get the dopamine to the part of the brain that is needed for memory.
So are there ways to prevent ADHD?
Well, when you're talking about ADHD and brain formation, when it's a hyperactive child, you can do things to calm that brain down.
But it's
at that
always
point.
There.
Not always, you know, and again, it totally depends on what's causing that neurotransmitter to go off. You know, if that kid, there's a condition called PANDAS that can cause it. That's from a post-infection. So if they've had that infection and it didn't get properly treated, you can go back and try to properly treat that infection and stop that inflammation in the brain.
Are there, like we said, people have a lot of kids, a lot of people are being diagnosed now with ADD, ADHD. Are there things that people can take aside from the normal, you know, the medication that we hear about all the time?
The biggest thing for ADHD is to fix the kid's diet.
Okay.
I mean, that the diet plays a huge role in that. They are high carbohydrate eaters, high sugar eaters in most cases. That sugar, remember, the brain's energy source is sugar. And if it's on overload, it is going to be hyperactive. What do you think is going to happen? You know, it's like putting the wrong fuel in the big Formula One and expect it, you know, to go right. So
if people are skeptical. They don't want it. They're hesitant. They don't want to put their kids on the ADHD medication that we all hear about that's so rampant now. They don't want to take that avenue. There are ways just by changing the diet to help improve.
First thing we do is we alter the diet. You know, we turn around and make sure the body has what it needs to function correctly. And we get the sugar out of the diet. We use something called L-theanine that helps calm the brain down for them. It's all natural. It's very, very safe. And so that works, you know, quite a bit of the time. And just those two things will help a lot.
If I had somebody in my family or yourself that is dealing with ADHD, if I wanted to use my free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Tracy, this is probably what I'd use it on, because there are so many questions you can ask here about just changing the diet. Changing the diet.
Exactly. And we have Dr. Wedman in our office, too, that can work with our patients. And she's a nutritionalist. That's what she does, is work one-on-one with people to fix their diet for them, for a customized version.
If that's what you want to use the consultation for or anything else, the number 727-826-0838, 727-826-0838. It's a huge problem right now.
It is a big problem. And I think, as I said, a lot of it has to do with the diet. I mean, the chemicals in the food, along with the actual amount of sugar they eat.
And it's something that Is it an extreme shift in the diet, or is it little tweaks that you can make?
It kind of depends on what they're eating.
The person.
Yeah, it's very individualist. I mean, if it's all junk food, then it's going to be, you know, a pretty extreme change for that child. But, you know, you can do it in segments. You don't have to do it all at once.
Does everyone need supplementation?
I think in this day and age, everybody should be at least taking a good high-quality multivitamin, should be taking some omega-3 fish oils, should be taking some vitamin D, because I haven't found anybody who's not deficient in vitamin D.
Then you got to just change your routine. You got to go to the cabinet every morning and open it up, and you got to undo
the
bottles.
Yeah, but you can do it in different ways. If people don't like taking a lot of pills, we can actually have it customized into a powdered cocktail that they can just drink every day.
Awesome. You can, as easy as that.
So it's got to be, you know, individualized for that person. And I ask the person when they come in, you know,
Are you a lazy bastard? Yeah. Could you not like opening up bottles? Here, we've got a cocktail. We put it all together for you.
Exactly. Are you a pill taker? Or were you, if the person's not going to do what you tell them to do, you got to find a way to do it.
That would be me. This is why you always tell Aaron, if you're not feeling well, come and see. I would be the rough. You would kick me out of your office after 5 minutes. I'd be gone.
Oh, you'd be surprised, you know. But it is. It's finding what will work for that person.
Yeah.
You have to find their currency, so to speak, of what they're willing to do.
And everyone's different.
Everyone's different. Some people want to go gung-ho. Some people are like, I don't think so. So if that's the case, it's like, okay, let's find out what you will do.
We're going to continue this conversation more on supplements, minerals, things that help your body. What do we need? What are the minerals that we need? Dr. Tracy, we've talked about calcium, magnesium, zinc, some more things to get into. We're going to continue that conversation. And like I always say, my favorite segment's next. News you need to know. What's in the news with Dr. Tracy? More on the Dr. Tracy Show. Aaron Jacobson, Dr. Tracy on 970 WFLA. Dr. Tracy Show, next. Welcome back to the Dr. Tracy Show. Aaron Jacobson with Dr. Tracy on this Sunday afternoon. Hope you're all having a great weekend. The conversation today on the Dr. Tracy Show, minerals we need. Minerals that we need to make sure that our bodies are working properly moving forward so we can prevent some things and just to make sure everything's working the right way. And Dr. Tracy, you talked about vitamin A, B, and C is something we can get. We can go out and get it and take it. Vitamin D, something our body produces. You said it kind of came in the alphabetical order. They just threw the vitamin D. You don't really hear anything about E, F, G, H, and I, but I know there's a vitamin K that you wanted to get to. Tell us about vitamin K.
Well, vitamin K has come into the forefront lately. It's been really important because what they found is patients on Coumadin, which is a medication for blood thinning, what it does is it affects the vitamin K system. It actually blocks it. And those patients, within 30 days, were starting to get 50% increased calcifications in their arteries, in their heart, and in the valves. And they wanted to figure out why. And they realized that vitamin K, we know, is what puts calcium into bone. While vitamin D helps you absorb calcium into the bloodstream, it's vitamin K that actually deposits it into the bone. It's like the difference between having concrete, you know, as your foundation or concrete and rebar, you know, so it really strengthens the bone system up. And so, you know, that's where they realized how important this particular vitamin was. And that's why it's all of a sudden in the news so much.
How do you get it?
Well, again, vitamin K is a fat-soluble vitamin. It is in the diet. But in some cases, you know, you're going to have a lot more vitamin K in, again, your big leafy greens, your Swiss chard, your spinach, your arugula, your kale. You know, the
just
problem
say you
got to
go Popeye.
Yeah, you got to go Popeye. You know, and Popeye was real strong. He has strong bones. But the thing is, I don't think too many people are eating a whole lot of that these days.
Just tearing down spinach?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there are some people that'll eat spinach, but I just don't think people are eating, you know, bushels of this stuff in order
some
to get adequate vitamin K.
Some people do. You'd be surprised. I look at them and go, what are you doing?
Yeah, but you know, you can eat 3-4 cups of spinach, but in a lot of cases, to get adequate vitamin K, you're going to have to eat a lot more.
Yeah, and it's good for you.
It is very good for you.
And do you have any tricks? I always like to ask you, do you have any tricks to make spinach more appetizing? That you can still get the nutrients?
Yeah, you combine it in a really nice spinach salad. You know, I like that. And if I actually saute the spinach, I put olive oil in there and
that
garlic in there. And, you know, olive oil is healthy for you. Garlic's really healthy for you. You know, so you kind of flavor it up.
Because when you say spinach salad, you lost me for a little bit. Then you saute.
Yeah, but
happy.
With spinach salad, you put like crumbled bacon on
Ooh.
It, hard-boiled egg on it.
I need to go have a meal with Dr. Tracy.
Yeah,
because I think people, especially if people are out there like me, I know myself, I hear spinach, it's not the most attractive thing. But I know there's some, like, I love broccoli now because there are ways I found to make broccoli properly.
Exactly. I mean, if you just steam it and you don't even put salt on it,
it's
is going to be blah. You know.
Not only blood, it's bad. It smells bad.
Yeah, but you know, you turn around, you put a little, you know, garlic salt on it, or you turn around and put a pat of grass-fed butter on it, and you got some good stuff.
A little olive oil,
sautéed in some olive oil and garlic. Yeah. It's really good.
And that's why I think it's good for people to hear that even though these might not be the most appetizing of food sources, they're important, they're needed. So find a way to make it taste good because you need it.
Exactly. Even like Brussels sprouts, everybody thinks, yuck. But you know, you turn around and tell people they're little cabbages, you know, and you get the baby ones.
They're made the right way.
They're good. They're good.
You put it like the olive oil with the burning.
Exactly. You put a little bit of red, onion on it, and you put it in the oven and you roast it. They're really good.
I know I'm hungry when I want a Brussels sprout right now.
Yeah.
Like when you made a Brussels sprout sound good, you know you're hungry.
That's like butternut squash. You can actually turn that into butternut French fries.
Really?
Yes.
You know all the tricks.
They are so good that way. Even my husband will eat them. He did not know they were not sweet potato fries.
We have an In the News segment with you every week. We need to do like a how to make something, you know, food
segment.
We'll
do the recipe of the week.
Yeah, recipe of the week.
I think we'll come up with that one.
I think we're on to something on the Dr. Tracy Show. This is the Dr. Tracy Show. If you're just joining us, Aaron Jacobson with Dr. Tracy, having a good time this week. 727-826-0838. You're not going to get us. You'll get Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center. That's a free 15-minute consultation that comes with that call. Visit them on the website too, peaksofhealth.com. All this great information and more.
Absolutely. Well, in the news this week.
Yes, my favorite segment. Dr. Yes. Tracy, what's going on in the news?
Well, this one, since we're talking about minerals and things, I really was interested in this because this is it. The title of this article is Unique Magnesium Compound Reverses Brain Aging. You know, and this is something we actually use in the office, which is really interesting. It's a specific kind of magnesium that can cross what we call the blood-brain barrier. And what that is we have this, you know, barrier in our brain to help protect it from different things in the outside world. So only certain things can get through. So this particular magnesium called magnesium L-threonate, and that's T-H-R-E-O-N-A-T-E, that particular kind of magnesium can cross into the blood-brain barrier and get into the brain itself.
We've crossed over into the blood-brain barrier.
So this, you know, as I said, they've talked about this particular compound. Actually, what it does is it makes the vessels in the brain more pliable. So decreased risks of strokes. But what we actually have used it for is our anxiety and our ADHD patients and things like that. Because glutamate is one of the neurotransmitters in the brain that overexcites the brain. You know, people have heard of MSG, monosodium glutamate. Well, that's why MSG really affects people in the brain. They give them headaches and things is because it overexcites the brain and increases glutamate, which is pretty toxic to the system. So this actually kind of closes the gate on that. So it can't really get through and can't do its job.
How important is something like this moving forward in advancements and stopping things like this?
Well, they actually showed people that were taking this actually had a significant decrease in the risks of things like Alzheimer's and things like strokes in the brain. And we're talking, you know, 20-30% decreases just with this particular compound.
So it's something that obviously can improve the health of your brain and your memory.
Exactly. You know, as I said, we've been using it a lot on a lot of our patients with things like anxiety, high glutamate levels, people that have sleep issues and stuff like that to help them sleep. But now, you know, we're starting to use it more in our dementia, Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, and those kind of patients.
If you're having eye, and just to get out of the in the news segment, if you're having trouble with your eyes, just go back to the what we were talking about with minerals that we need. What are some certain minerals that can help your eye health?
Well, we already talked about zinc. That is unbelievably important for the eyes. Matter of fact, the IV we use for macular degeneration has zinc in it, taurine in it. But again, some of the biggest things we use are things like astaxanthin, lutein, bilberry, xanthan. Those are all really important. Astaxanthin is probably the number one antioxidant for the eye.
So people can come help. If they need help strengthening their eyes, they can come see you at Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center.
Yeah, we use a product called Macular Guard that has everything in it for the eye health.
You may not be able to see us, but I know you hear us right now. Go get your eyes health fixed if you need it. Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center. They have everything. Everything we're talking about today, minerals we need, really important stuff that we're talking about, Dr. Tracy. And thank you once again for bringing it to the table.
Well, thank you.
Great show, the Dr. Tracy Show. Check them out, peaksofhealth.com. That's their website. Give them a call as well, 727-826-0838. During the week, you'll get a free 15-minute consultation, 727-826-0838. Dr. Tracy, once again, a great show.
Well, thank you. It's been great.
Have a great week, everyone. And we'll see you next week on the Dr. Tracy Show.